Thank you for being with us. On the telephone is our good friend Chris Heater. She's one of the folks that helped organize the Bloomington Breast Cancer Awareness Walk. Chris, are you here this time?
I am here.
Yay! We've done this a few years in a row before, and I think I screw it up every year, so it's good to see we're right on schedule here on a Monday morning. The good news is the forecast I just read looks to be very, very nice for walking and hanging out and reflecting back. But sadly, and I bring this up every year we talk, and I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't want to have any more Bloomington Breast Cancer Awareness Walks because it affects too many people's lives. Who in their lives hasn't been touched by this awful, awful disease? But it does give some happiness and the sadness getting a wonderful group of people together to try and defeat this awful cause. Give us your thoughts on, again, you've been doing this a long time. Tell us how this gets started and how we've gotten to where we are today.
So this started 19 years ago with Melanie Martin, who wanted to, she was a breast cancer patient and a survivor, and she wanted to bring awareness to the disease, and that's how it got started. Sadly, Melanie's no longer with us, but we still meet every year in her honor, and it's all about awareness, bringing awareness to the fact that, you know, as women and men, we need to be checked, and that the disease, in some cases, can be prevented. So we're just trying to spread the word and make sure people are aware that, you know, they can do things to help prevent it, and we need to be, you know, seeing our doctors and doing our exams on a regular basis.
And the size of your event has grown, and the participation has been fantastic. The contributions to the community have been great. And this is one of these easy ones. This isn't any 5K business. This isn't any run a half a marathon. This is just hang out and walk and take it at your own leisure. And you can also bring your, this is my favorite one, your well-behaved pets.
Yes, yeah. We love this walk because I think it's one of the few, if not the only, free walk in Bloomington. So there is no commitment. You just show up, have some fun, honor the survivors and those battling cancer that are there, and then take the walk at your pace. It's about a mile walk. It goes through Kirkwood, down to Sample Gates, and back to City Hall. It's just a beautiful walk, and it's great for families. It's great to bring your well-behaved pets and just have a really nice time.
Partly cloudy and 64. We hope it gets warmed up a little bit quicker. I think it'll be a little cooler on Saturday morning, but that's fine. We'll get stretched out. We'll get loosened up. Now, you mentioned The walk is free, but you will also accept donations. Tell people how they can help, even if they're there or even if they can't make it.
Exactly. They can go online to SierraOnline.com. They can register there ahead of time. We do need people to register, even though it's free. If they want to make a contribution, they can contact us at 333-7764, or we've got a Facebook page. If you just, you know, Bloomington Breast Cancer Awareness Walk, you can find us that way. But you're welcome to make a donation the day of the walk. And the first 1,000 walkers get a free T-shirt.
Very nice.
Want a free T-shirt.
Now, it talks about registration. Tell me where I can go to register. Right online, that's got to be the easiest place to do that, right?
Yeah, you can register online at Sierra.com. Sierraonline.com. And then, again, if you don't do that, you can just show up the day of at 8:30 and register there.
Yeah, it's simple. And just looking for some contact information there. Nothing too hard about all of that. Tell us how the morning's going to develop. What time do we need to be there this Saturday? And tell us the timeline.
So show up 8:30 to register and to just kind of check things out. We're going to have a photo booth so people can get a little wild and crazy and dress up in pink and take some crazy photos. And then at 9 o'clock, we start our program to honor survivors. We do have our honorary chair, Sylvia McNair, who's going to be there, and she's going to sing. So
outstanding.
That's going to be a treat.
And Sylvia's fantastic as well, and it's great that she's helping out with your cause. And anytime you get a 2-time Grammy Award winner to belt out a few, then everybody get in the mood to walk there. Now, T-shirts for the first 1,000 walkers. How many folks are you expecting?
We usually get right around 1,000. So
great.
I think almost everyone will get one.
The reason I bring that up is because the pros that have been to this walk before know all the places to park. Don't get discouraged, but you might have to park a little bit and get your warm-up walk in heading over to the showers building, because you've got, obviously, the farmer's market going on and everything else around that, which is great. Uh-huh. Makes for a fantastic morning. So just, again, there's a lot of procrastinators in the world, Chris. I'm convinced of this. Leave a little bit earlier so you can be there and do that. Now, if for your program on Saturday morning, if I'm a survivor of breast cancer, can I be involved with that? Do I need to contact somebody, or can I just be there the morning of the show?
No, you just show up the morning of. We will give a cue or announcement for our survivors where to line up, and we actually have them come up and if they choose, and give us their name and how many years since their diagnosis, and then we have a nice little gift bag for them.
Oh, excellent. So a recognition of them. And then the 1 mile walk, and everybody will get stretched out. Sylvia will get you fired up and ready to go before that. Are you still looking for some sponsors?
We will always take sponsors, and any extra money that we raise stays in the community. We support a lot of local, like the Alcott Center.
Great.
And educational programs. So everything that we raise stays in the community.
And that's always good to hear. Now, we know we have a ton of these events going on, and Bloomington is a very, very generous community. And it's exciting when we know that money stays right here in town to help our local charities. And that's not to say the national charities, that's not a bad thing, but some of this stuff gets a little gets to us a little bit quicker than others. So that's the good news. Chris Heater is our guest this morning. She is one of the board members of the Bloomington Breast Cancer Awareness Walk. It's coming up this Saturday. 8:30 is registration. Get there a little bit earlier. Get your coffee. Get stretched out. And, again, tell me how much this costs one more time.
It is free. Absolutely free.
And the good news is you can help donate as well, but you are not required to do that. So a 1 mile walk, we'll get stretched out, come back, have some fun with all of that. And I've put this on WGCL Radio's Facebook page. It's really easy. SierraOnline.com/walk. And I've put the FAQ section up so everybody can see what's going on with all of that. I'm going to do my best to make sure that forecast holds for you on Saturday.
And Thank you.
And we hope you have all 1,000 T-shirts gone, and people asking where their T-shirt is. Maybe they'll get there earlier next year, right?
Sounds great. We look forward to seeing everybody.